Let's go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. Dave here. All the best stuff from this morning, a Thursday morning, October 17th. All together now. That's the cereal that Kellogg's just put out, combining five of their fan favorites. Tiger Woods has a book coming out, which was news to Steve and I. We previewed the big Dallas Week game on Sunday night, Eagles versus Cowboys. Journey was featured in Song Stories for Faithfully, and we had a little Who the Hell Is That to test your auditory skills. And Steve Lukather, guitarist from Toto, he joined us ahead of the big Curtain Call show at the Met, featuring and celebrating our very own Debbie Cowan. And the isolation booth happened once again. We can't play you the full song, but I'll give you a little taste of it. It featured Aerosmith today and a certain Naughty Elevator. Have a listen. Here we go. Let's dive straight in right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Something to celebrate already this morning, and especially for, I think maybe more for Steve than for you, Dave. I'm not sure what your cereal intake is like, but I know cereal is a big thing at the Vassalotti household.
Sure is.
It seems Kellogg's is selling special boxes of six cereals in its mixed together cereal called All Together.
Oh, what cereals?
Okay,
I'm not sure if I'm down with it yet.
Okay, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, and Corn Flakes.
Yeah, I don't like the combo, actually.
Yeah, I don't mind the
fact that they split it with, you know, some sugary versus and non-sugary.
Right, it's not an
explosion of flavor.
Right, mm-hmm. Some for the dad, some for the kids.
But I'm going to pass.
Yeah, how much?
Well, you're going to pass when you hear how much it is.
$19.99 a box.
What?
Yep.
For cereal?
Yeah. Doing it to raise money for Spirit Day today, which is about diversity in the LBGT. I'm sorry, I don't use Q awareness. All right. They've sold similar boxes of this during the course of the year, but you have to get at their store in New York, the Kellogg store.
I just don't.
Took a lot of work, Steve. It's six boxes that they combined.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that work.
That's not my fault.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I mean, like Frosted. I'm not a sugary cereal person.
Sure.
All right. You know, I'd rather put my own sugar on it. But Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, you know, Corn Flakes, all of those together, no problem. Once you throw those little mini wheats in there,
I don't
want to scratch my throat when I'm eating breakfast.
That doesn't fit with the other cereals. I don't mind Frosted mini wheat.
Mm hmm.
But not with Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops.
It's a big cereal orgy, let's be honest.
Yeah, you know. And
these mascots got freaky, and now they're trying to sell it off on us. I know what's going on here.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So are you two, being the golf fans that you are you two running out to buy back the Tiger Woods book?
No.
All right.
No, not at all.
You don't want.
If I'm going to read, I'm not going to be reading about Tiger's exploits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll be watching him.
All right, right, right. Yeah, but you know, don't you want to know about his back and his pain and all of that? Isn't it? No, not a bit.
Oh, wait, it's like a health book too.
No. I don't know. It's called Back. I don't know if it's he's back.
I think it's he's back.
I've had
some
back
easy
problems.
Jokes here.
Yes, I know. I know there are. All right, and you know what else that we have that's rather easy?
Hmm.
10 other titles that could have been the name of.
Oh. Let me have them.
These are my 10 rejected titles
of
Tiger Woods' memoir. Number 10, the seven Habits of Highly Unfaithful People. Number 9, No Sense and Even Less Sensibility. Number 8, A Farewell to Vows.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Jeez.
Number 7, Great Expectations That Haven't Been Met Since Ellen Caught Me Humping Around. All right.
Hey, you won the Masters.
Number 6, How Green Was My Jacket.
Nice.
All right.
Still is.
Number 5, Harry Potter, The Goblet of Whatever Sports Drink Will Pay Me.
Right.
Number 4, The Waitress with the Butterfly Tattoo.
Yeah.
All right, Perkins, bunch of baby.
Perkins. Right. Number 3, It Takes a Village of Child Laborers to Make My Line of Clothing. All right. Number 2, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe Full of Clothes with a Swoosh Emblem on them.
Oh.
And the number one rejected title for Tiger Woods' memoir, Getting Tail in Two Cities. Just for you guys. I got up extra early this morning to put that together. being the golf fans that you are.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
So let me ask you this. Tomorrow, of course, Jason Mertedis will be here to talk about the Eagles game and whatever his other picks are. What's the line like now? I mean, you know, obviously Sunday night's game is huge, right? You know, it's not only is it an Eagles Cowboys game, but it's a battle for who will be number one in the worst division in the NFL.
I don't know the line. I'm trying to look it up right now.
Yeah, I didn't look it up yet.
It's probably Dallas. Probably
I would think
favorite.
Dallas
maybe
by five, maybe. Four.
I don't know. I don't even know if they'll go.
Maybe
that
it's the
high.
Traditional three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Steve's looking
second,
it up.
Sorry,
there.
It's a bit slow today.
Mm-hmm.
I kept forgetting that it's a night game.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, I know.
I hate these. I mean, I love them, but I hate them at the same time.
Right,
Dallas
gets
the 3 points at home. That's
okay, traditional.
Yeah, and like if I'm lucky, I see the first quarter. That's really about
really
it.
Struggle.
You know? And then I don't get any restful sleep because I don't know what the score is.
Right.
So
sure.
Somewhere around 1 o'clock in the morning, I turn on the TV and my eyes like, ah! Yeah. You know, so if they lose, right, it's like, it's even worse, right? You know, so.
I'm hoping that a couple guys in the Cowboys aren't playing, make it a little bit easier.
Well, isn't somebody who's already out?
Amari Cooper, wide receiver, has a thigh issue. He didn't practice yesterday, hopefully not today or tomorrow. And then two of their linemen are hurt as well, which is a big thing.
That's awesome.
Lyle Collins and somebody else.
That's good.
Put
Dak
on his back.
Someone's ticked at the Eagles? What's going on there?
Yeah, at least one of the players is pissed off because Jalen Ramsey, that corner from the Jaguars, got traded to the Rams.
Right.
And ESPN reporter Jacina Anderson asked, and she doesn't say who the Eagles player was, about that trade, and he says, "We dropped the ball. I don't even want to talk about that bleep. Everybody knew what it was going to take to get him. I could have told you that."
All right.
So who is that? That's got to be either Malcolm Jenkins or Fletcher Cox. Somebody on the defense.
Maybe it was Zach Brown.
That's
right.
A leader. Oh, yeah, Zach Brown.
Well, we're looking forward to the game. We're looking forward to Jason being here tomorrow at 7:40. How did he do last week?
0-3.
My God.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Chris Franz, the drummer from Talking Heads. Dave,
I don't even know that name.
The way he tunes drums.
Tight.
Right? I mean, yeah. I mean, there are so many different sounds that come out of that drum
they're
set.
They're like timbales almost, those toms.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. Now we know we're legit. It's official, folks.
It's official. Steve checked in on musicians and instruments. 52 degrees outside. Mixed sun and clouds today with some strong winds. The high temperature, about 60 degrees. Steve, look at different Toto. Debbie's been speaking to him. She spoke to him a couple of weeks ago and been running pieces of that all week. Of course, this Sunday night is the curtain call, Debbie's curtain call. Just one of the things we're doing before she leaves the radio station. But she will be at the Toto show. She's been handing out tickets and talking to Steve Lukather in little pieces. We're going to talk to him in depth at 7:40 this morning. But right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories today being brought to us by Jeff Dunham at Wells Fargo Center on January 26th. Tickets are available through WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. There are a lot of interesting stories about how songs get written. But when you take a song like Faithfully, right? Jonathan Cain from Journey is the person who wrote it. And, you know, you listen to a song like that and you must think like, oh, he's sitting there and he's thinking about his wife and he's, you know, he's out on the road and he's doing that. Not really the way it went down.
Faithfully is a song that I wrote out of a dream. We were on an 8-hour bus ride and I was all sweaty and smelled like diesel fumes. And I piled off in Saratoga, New York, feeling absolutely out of it. And I was having trouble with my relationship at the time with my wife. She was coming on the road the next week and I was kind of bummed out with the road in general. But I thought, no, there's got to be a song here. So I went to sleep and I woke up and I had this little keyboard and started writing lyrics on this napkin. And they were all like I was reading them from somewhere. I wrote these lyrics down and within an hour the song was done.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
It could be called
Who the Hell Is That?
But in this case, Who the Hell Is That is about somebody laughing. All right, so this is, I believe, an identifiable laugh. It's repeated over and over again. It's just really short and repeated over and over again. But if you can identify this person, who is laughing, and I think it's a very identifiable laugh, right? But you think it's Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Right? No, it's not Willy Wonka.
This is not Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka.
It's not Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka.
I'm shocked by
this. This is a person as themselves. This is how they laugh. Who could it be? So there. Now, I see. To me, it's blatantly obvious. But then again, I also know who it is.
But right. I, when you played it for me in the office, I didn't have a guess, but my one guess would have been the correct answer.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So 215-263-WMGK.
Who the hell is that?
Right now we're playing.
Who the hell is that?
Yes. Who the hell is that? It's your opportunity to walk away with a 4-pack of Flyers tickets. We played you the laugh, and you got to tell us who the laugh is. If you haven't heard the laugh, it goes like this. Now let's go to the phone and see what Jennifer has to say. Hi, Jennifer. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am damn fine. Jennifer, who the hell is that?
Is it Ellen?
No. No, it's not. It's not Ellen.
Or George Bush.
Okay, let's move on over to Joyce. Joyce, who the hell is that?
That is David Spade.
David Spade is absolutely correct. You, my dear, have got yourself some Flyers tickets. Not a pair. You got two pair. You got a 4-pack for this Saturday night's game from Classic Rock. 102.9.
That is so awesome.
Oh, you're going to love it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
This Sunday night is MGK night at the Met. It's not just MGK night, but it's exactly when we're going to throw the party for Debbie Cowton. It's Debbie Cowton's Curtain Call featuring Toto. And joining us now from Toto is Steve Lukather. Hey, Steve.
Hey, man. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
The last tour, man. Philadelphia is the last show we're going to do.
Bob Seger's doing the exact same thing. It's kind of like, you know, is Philadelphia becoming the city you go to end it all?
It's a coincidence, really. I love Philadelphia. I was just there with Ringo not too long ago.
I got to tell you something about that show. After that show, the thing that most people talked to me about was you guys doing the three Toto songs. I didn't hear a single Ringo story. All I heard about was you guys doing the three Toto songs.
Oh, really? I hope it was okay.
Yeah, oh, no. Everybody loved it.
Well, we do a different versions of the songs with him than I do with the real band. The real band does it much more like the records.
Right.
You know? With Ringo, it's a little bit more jam band-like, you know, and we treat two different things. But the songs come across, so, hey, thanks a lot for the good vibe.
As a musician growing up, I'm going to assume you were a Beatles fan.
Dude, that's why I play.
Okay, all right.
Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show the first time around.
Uh-huh.
In real time.
Right.
And I was a single-digit kid, and it just changed my life. And I mean, you know, the mathematical odds of me going from that little kid in front of the TV set in North Hollywood to being in Ringo's band and playing with Paul and George as well, working with those guys. I mean, I just kind of look back and go, God, did I really pull this off?
Give me your favorite Ringo story.
Oh, there's so many great ones. He's just everything you'd want him to be 1,000 times, you know. Kind, generous, but also funny, incredible musician, just knows so well-read, really smart about any subject. Soulful and just, you know, relaxed. Just, I mean, he's just the best, man. There's no crazy stories because there's no crazy in anybody's life anymore, but we laugh a lot, and it's a lot of fun to be on that. It's my vacation gig. Then I come back to Toto, and it's like, okay, I'm back with my high school buddies, you know. It's really two different things completely, but I love them both.
Would Toto have existed had it not been for the Michael Jackson Thriller album?
No, we were a high school band.
through
the success of Boz Scaggs, which was Jeff Porcaro and David Paich,
mm-hmm.
who started the Toto thing, brought us teenage Steve Porcaro and Steve Lukather and Lenny Castro on the road, and then they just dragged us out, and then before that tour was over, we had a record deal.
Wow.
And we had started working on stuff early 77 on demos that Jeff and Dave were doing. They dragged me in, and then Steve was already in, and so the band was being formed before all that, but it sort of really came to fruition after that.
I never realized it, but you ended up playing with a man who was a very good friend of mine, Warren Zevon.
Oh, yeah, Warren, man. I got to do that. Wally Wachtel was producing.
Uh-huh.
It was a great honor to work with Warren. He was a lot of fun, dry as a bone.
Oh, my God, dry as ever. It's like the Sahara.
But, you know, he was a lot of fun to work with, man. I dug it.
I'm curious, how many young fans have you guys made just from South Park alone? Family Guy, I should say.
The resurgence of the silliness of that Africa song is really something. We were just absolutely howling, man. I'm just like going, how did this happen, man? That was a deep, weird cut we did just for fun. It was a great exercise in producing records because we had four 24-track machines all hooked up, did all these million tracks of overdubs, and just having fun. And they gave the keys of the Ferrari to the kids, man. You know, we were a bunch of kids making records, and no, we'd stay there all night long working on stuff. And so that was what that was. And then the silly lyric came in and we lost our mind. We thought it was, well, hysterical.
Are you amazed by the life of its own that Africa has taken on? Because you can go on YouTube.
Nobody's more surprised than us. I was just looking at stills from the new opening season of Family Guy. We're Family Guy characters. It's hilarious. I mean, my life is complete now. You know, I've been immortalized by Seth. You know, I mean, one of my heroes.
The versions of Africa that are on YouTube are endless. I saw a guy take a couple of potatoes and turn them into ocarinas. And he played the whole song.
Why not?
You know.
It's become so silly now. I'm surprised they don't have enema bags with the song with a continent on it in our song.
And then there was the guy who set up the speakers in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and when the wind would blow, it would power a Walkman and play Africa.
You know, I feel sorry for the other little sand particles near it that have to listen to that for all eternity. I have jumped out of the car on the freeway by the fifth round.
Well, Steve Lukather and Toto will be here in Philadelphia at the Met on Sunday night.
Yeah, man, come see our last show, man. It's a big one.
Yeah, this is going to be the last show. LiveNation.com is where you can get tickets. This show, of course, is the Debbie Cowton curtain call. Toto, Debbie Cowton, all this Sunday night. Steve, it is a pleasure to get to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Hope you come out and see us, man. Take it easy.
Bye now.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 M. GK.
It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
The isolation booth is something that we do on a semi-regular basis. Basically, we go out and we find the vocal tracks from songs and remix the song, because there's always these little things that happen in the song that, well, the mix covers up and you miss them altogether. In the case of today, we're going to do Aerosmith's Love in an Elevator. I was playing this for Dave the other day, and now you've heard this all the time, but I bet you didn't realize what it is. It does. It's this part here. Going down. They have the left channel fading in and, you know, and panning one way. They have the right channel loud and fading out and panning the other way.
Do it again.
Right. Mm. It is
fun with panning.
Yeah, it is fun with panning. And then like you'll find little things like this. It's always in the middle of the song, you know, where the guitars are playing and stuff, that you get this. You know? And I don't even know if that comes through in the mix, to tell you the truth.
I don't remember that.
But in the isolation booth this morning, it's Aerosmith.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.